Hello again, this is World Pastor Tony Alamo, and today we're in part 142 of How to Have God's Life Living in You, and this will be program number 244. If you'd like a copy of it at the end of the program, Sharon will tell you four different ways that you can receive a copy of it. Please specify whether you want a CD or an audio tape. Whatever the case is, it'll be postage paid, absolutely free, postage paid also, and handling. Right now, we're going to have a continuation of yesterday's message. It's a piece of literature that I wrote several years ago, 10 years ago, entitled Framed. And then we're going to continue on how the church must judge itself. You know, we must judge ourselves on this side of eternity because we're going to be judged for sure if we don't on the other side of eternity. We have to be judged by the works that we did in this world. There's our spirit inside of our body, and if the spirit of the Lord is in there too, if we let the Lord do his work in and through us, then we're going to not be judged any more harshly than the Lord himself would be judged. But if we do things other than that, and I'm going to show you in the Bible that it judges that way, the Bible judges that way. A lot of people say, no, once we're saved, we're not going to be judged. You can just still sin. When you hear people saying that, you know you're listening to devils. And don't listen to them, because Satan wants your soul. Satan hates your soul. He wants you to spend eternity in hell in the lake of fire with him. So we've got that, and there's so many things that have just cropped up recently that the Lord is, we haven't been reading letters lately. If there's so many really good letters that we're receiving from all over the world, but we just haven't got time to do it. But chiefly, we get letters from the United States, Africa, India, Philippines, places like that. Sometimes we get letters from Greece and Italy and Israel and, you know, many different places. We're actually getting hits on our website from all over the world. I believe the last week we had 60,000 hits. So we've got a pretty good congregation on our website alone, and we're distributing millions of pieces of literature throughout the world, and I'm on radio everywhere in the world, and we have people that are just manning these computers, and it's just like an all-day job for them to keep to be receiving the emails that we get from all over the world as well. Right now, let's go to the throne of the living God and ask him to outwardly anoint this service. Lord, outwardly anoint this service. Open up the ears and the hearts, the spirits of those out in radio land, to where they can receive whatever it is that you say in and through me. Lord, that the souls in the world will know the truth, whether they accept it or reject it. We pray that they will accept it, and that the church will be strengthened from learning the truth. People shouldn't hate the truth. Father, you've showed us that, because if they hate the truth, that means that they hate you. And of course, you're not going to allow anybody into the kingdom of heaven that hates you. We are commanded by you to hate Satan, and this is why we expose Satan. We're going to read scriptures today that we're to judge all things, and we're not to go into, to not take one another into unsaved, secular, ungodly courts where there are ungodly judges ruling, that we should take these matters before the Christians. Lord, save souls, strengthen the church. In Jesus' name we pray, and everyone says amen.
Amen.
Okay, now there's a song that I believe should help recruit people into God's army, the Lord Jesus Christ's army. And it's I did this several years ago. It's called Onward Christian Soldiers.
National attention has been focused on banner headlines proclaiming Christians are being kidnapped, tortured, committed to mental institutions, accused of brainwashing and mind control. Arise, Christian America. The King is coming. Hold fast. The day of the Lord is here.
Onward, Christian.
Christian soldiers marching as to war, with the cross of Jesus going on before. Christ the royal master leads against the foe. Forward into battle, see his banners go. Onward, Christian soldiers, marching as to one, with the cross of Jesus going on before. Life a mighty army, with the church of God. Brothers, we
Bible says that in the last days, Satan's deception would be so strong that even the very elect would be deceived if possible. And you see, all the churches have fallen away. There seemingly is a great revival in the world. And actually, what it is the great falling away from the Lord. And the Bible says, don't believe that the Lord's coming back. There's all kinds of deceptive things that the Lord's going to come back, the Lord's going to come back. But don't believe it until you see the abomination that maketh desolate, and until you see a great falling away of the church. Well, a lot of people think that there'll be a lot of people not going to churches. But what a deceptive thing to see that the churches are packed out now, but they're not saved. They're actually coming against the very elect that God has chosen to bring the true message of the Lord Jesus Christ, the kingdom of heaven, to the people of the world. Even people that are in the church of those that are highly elected before the Lord are against the people, because there's so much slander that the one world government and its media, under the directions of the Roman Empire, has given them, that they actually believe they've been deceived. And that the Lord said that possibility would it would be possible if they got away from the Word of God, because they don't know what to believe because they're so far away from the Word of God. What they do is listen to false prophets, people that have huge churches filled full of deceived people, and people just admire them because they have so many in their congregation. There is Stanley Rader, who was the attorney. He was the United States ambassador to China, and he was a fairly good big attorney in Los Angeles, and he used to attend our services, and I used to let him get up and give a testimony in the church. He was the attorney for the Worldwide Church of God, which was in Pasadena, and it was what the church that was called the British Israelites. He knew that they were wrong because they believe that they don't believe that it's the Jews that got that were returned to Israel that are the Jews. They believe that the Danish people are the tribe of Dan, and on of they just made up another religion, which we call British Israelites. They're from Great Britain, and they believe that they're the 12 tribes of Israel and the two half-tribes. But really, the Jews in Israel are the ones that are fulfilling prophecy, not the Danish people. They're very heavy into pornography. They're the heaviest ones, you know, and it's for sure that they're not of the Lord. They're Gentiles, not Jews. The Jews are the ones that were returned to their homeland in 1947 and 48, and it is the Jews and we Christians that are being persecuted because of we Christians because of righteousness, and we Jews because of the fact that we are the ones that were raised from the dead. We're a supernatural people. You know, there's Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Well, God promised Abraham and his wife Sarah that they would have a child in their old age. And the Bible talks that Sarah's womb was dead. And they said that so far as having children, Abraham was dead as well. So Abraham was the first Jew, and Sarah, the first Jewish couple, and they were dead, but yet out of her dead womb and out of his dead body came a spiritual man called Isaac. So Isaac was raised from the dead because he came out of a dead womb and out of a dead man. So therefore, the resurrected people in the world are Jews. And then Isaac and Rebekah had Esau and Jacob. And God said they were twins. They were born at the same time. And God also told the mother, Rebekah, of Jacob and Esau, that the elder, in other words, Esau was the first one coming out of her womb, that the elder was served the younger. Jacob had a hold of his heel when he came out of her. And what a testimony. Like God says, Abraham and Sarah are going to have a child in their old age when it's impossible for at that time for a woman to have a child. So the God, by the Spirit, conceived this child, Isaac, in her womb. And so he was the firstborn in the Jewish race. And then came Esau and Jacob, but God hated Esau because he didn't care anything about being part of the lineage of the Lord Jesus Christ. But Jacob, the Lord loved, and he later called his name Israel. And from Israel came the 12 tribes of Israel, right?
Right.
All right, so, and from them became the nation of Israel. And God loves them because it's a totally resurrected, from the dead, nation of people. And so it's a spiritual nation, and therefore they don't really have a country other than the country God gave to them. God stated that all the Arabic nations belong to the Jews. And you know what God said? It doesn't make any difference if it's a long time ago or if it's now. It's still the same promise. God promised them the entire nation nations that surround them. And now, because the worldly people hate the spiritual people, and again, Israel is a nation that is raised by the Holy Spirit. Amen?
Amen.
The whole nation, like, I'm Jewish as well, and Sharon here is Jewish, and there are a lot of Jews in our church, and we're supernatural. We wouldn't be here unless God activated Sarah's womb and also Abraham's body. We're supernatural. So don't mess around with us, man, okay? You don't want to mess around with us. Because we're supernatural. God has his hand on us, and he says he loves us. And from us came the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen?
Amen.
Of course, he was born before we were, and he was before the foundations of the earth. But it was the Spirit of God that conceived him in 11-year-old Mary's womb. She had reached puberty. And so the government, the one world Antichrist government, is going to have to arrest God for statutory rape, don't you think? Huh? Everybody's just smiling here. They say, you should be saying, no! How is the devil going to arrest God? Amen?
Amen.
But the Bible plainly says that it's all right for a woman to be married after she reaches puberty, and so does the Webster's Dictionary mean that you can have children at the time. So why should a woman, if she reaches puberty at age 10, 11, 12, why should she wait until she's 18 before she gets to go be married? These girls get, they go out and they have sexual relationships by that time. And there's very few virgins in the world at the age of 18. Same thing with men. But it's just amazing how that's why the people of the world are against Jews, because they were raised from the dead. They shouldn't even be if it weren't for God. But God brought them forth of an old man and woman. He brought them into being so that he could be their leader, and so that the people in this world could see something that was of God. He wanted to have a holy nation. Well, the Jews failed until Christ came. Christ kept all the commandments of the Lord. He was the only one in the world that was able to do that because he had the power of God living in and through him. And all of those of us, we may have been like 10, 5, 10, 15, 20 years old, 30. I was 30 when I was saved. I could not do a thing for God. It was impossible for me to do it because there was no God in me. But when the Spirit of God entered into me, and I never had any persecution before that, because even though I was a Jew, people let the Jews live and let live in the United States. Some of them, they are hated and persecuted because we wrote the Bible. They don't want to tell you that they're Jews. They don't want to tell you that they wrote the Bible, or that through them came the Lord Jesus Christ. They don't want to tell you that they're a supernatural race, because there's so many jealous Gentiles that exalt themselves against the Jews. But the Lord said that the falling away of the Jews was the very thing that caused you Gentiles to even have a chance to get saved. And he said, Paul said, that if the falling away of them became salvation to you, giving you a chance to be, you wild olive branches, to be fused into or grafted into the true olive tree, then don't boast yourself against the branches, because against the Jews, because if they hadn't fallen away, they fell away because of unbelief. And if you start boasting yourself against the Jews and saying we deserve to be saved, when in reality it didn't. The Lord said he did that to make the Jews jealous, because that's his people and he wanted them to come back to him. Think about that. And so he said, if the falling away of them brought forth the opportunity for you to be saved, just think how much the fullness of them will be when they, God, comes back to the Jews after the Gentile dispensation is over. And the Gentile dispensation was over in 1947 when God returned the Jews to Israel. They were dispersed for 2,000 years. But the Lord said just before he comes back to earth again, he'd send them back to their homeland from all over all the different nations. And that's happened. So the Gentile dispensation is over again. And we Jews now are preaching the gospel to you Gentiles, because you are crooked now. I don't know of a Gentile preacher on television that's just saying it as straight as possible. And the churches are full, and yet the churches are persecuting us Jews. They're persecuting us. There's so much slander and everything that's going on. They say, who are you to judge? Well, I'm going to have Sharon continue reading. I believe it's the 6th chapter of 1 Corinthians. Amen?
Amen.
From what we were doing yesterday, to show you that we, if you're a Christian, you believe in judging, because the Bible says that we'll even judge the fallen angels, which we'll judge the angels. And we're going to judge the world. And if you're a sinner, we're going to judge you. But we're not going to judge you with our own judgment. We're going to judge you by the word of God. And you may hate this, but that if you feel hatred balling up in your soul, then you're a wicked person. You hate the word of God, and God hates you. Now, the Lord Jesus said for us to hate the devil. And if you hate the word of God, then you're the devil. The Lord says, if you're not with me, you're against me. If you're against the Lord, that means anti-God. That means you're anti-Christ. Christ is the word of God. So if you feel hatred boiling up in you because of what I'm saying, I'm telling you what the Bible says. That means you hate God. If you hate him, you're in trouble. Now, President Bush said, if you're not with us in persecuting these innocent nations, then you're against us. Then you're with the terrorists. Well, but it's coming out into light that the administration is the terrorist. Amen?
Amen.
My, my, my. My, my, my. The administration, the people inside here, the FBI, the president, Clinton, that murdered all these Christians right here in our own country with U.S., supposed to be U.S. troops, but they're really U.N. troops. My, my, my. My, my, my. And we're not supposed to judge that? Well, the Bible, let's read what the, where'd we leave off now yesterday in the 6th chapter of 1 Corinthians?
Verse 7.
Go ahead.
Now, therefore, there is utterly a fault among you, because you go to law one with another.
Yes, you're not to, in other words, they were taking people into the Antichrist course. They were taking other Christians into the Antichrist courts to have Satan judge them. The same Satan that put me in prison for no reason at all. They knew it was a bunch of liars that they hired, that they paid to put me in prison. And you say, you sound bitter. No, I am not at all, because when I was in there, I won a lot of souls. I won a lot of Muslims to the Lord. I won every kind of religious person to the Lord, and they're saved, and I still get calls from them all the time. Sometimes a week or two will go by, or a month, but I'll get calls from them because they know. And I thank God that Liam Hamilton was in the prison there, and I prayed him through. And he was saved in prison, and thanked the Lord just before he died. He was a young man, about 22 years old. Okay, so keep going.
Why do ye not rather take wrong? Why do ye not rather suffer yourselves?
Yeah, it'd be better to take wrong from Christians. Like, these churches are filled full of people that have fallen away from the Lord. And that's the last sign that Jesus is coming back to earth again, is that the gospel would be preached everywhere in the world, and I'm on the air everywhere in the world. and that the church would fall away from the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, Satan disguised it by making it look like a revival. They all clamored, ran into the churches when the insiders here, meaning the federal government, or what they call the federal government, which is really the UN government, blew up the World Trade Center. They murdered the people at Waco. They murdered the people over at the federal building in Oklahoma City. So it's an inside job. And so why are we judging these people? We're judging them by the Word of God. Now, if I went into court on this, they'd massacre me because it's Satan. I'm accusing Satan of what he did, and Satan's going to turn it around and say that I did all these things, and I'm brainwashing a mind controller, a person that, deals with an iron fist. You talk about a person that deals with an iron fist is the Vatican. They've always dealt with an iron fist. As a matter of fact, the Bible depicts them as being iron, half iron and half clay, the toes, in the book of Daniel. And so, I'm not sending troops overseas to blow buildings up, and I've never sent anybody over to anybody's church to blow them up. And President Clinton, in his Catholic words, Satan coming right out of his mouth, says, "That'll teach you people for being a cult, and there are other cults in Arkansas." Well, of course, the Vatican has always called Christian cults. They call them true Christians cults, and that they are the Holy Roman Empire. Holy, the Lord calls them the most unholy Antichrist cult in the world. And this world government, that the Lord is so upset with them that he himself is coming back and going to smash them to shivers. He's going to smash them into powder. That God himself wants to come down, the Rock of Ages. And how is the Lord doing that? He's coming down into the bodies of human beings that are coming against this regime, such as myself, and we are using the most powerful sword in the world, and that's the Word of God. We're harmless as doves. We're wise as serpents, but harmless as doves. Amen?
Amen.
The Lord said that we're like little lambs among wolves, so be careful. Only let go what I give you in the Spirit. But the Lord commands us to tear down everything that exalts itself against the Word of God. And this ugly beast, this whore, which is the Catholic, Roman Catholic cult, the beast that she rides on is the government that enforces the things that she does. And the media is what calls all the Christians cults and sects, S-E-C-T-S. And the world cult, the whore, calls her the Holy Roman Catholic Church. And then all the churches that are so afraid of her rather than God, they have united themselves with her, like the United Methodist Church, United Pentecostal, United Baptist. If I were you people, I would be afraid of the Lord and not the Antichrist cult, because I wouldn't unite myself with them, because you're going to spend the same eternity in hell in the lake of fire with them. I'm coming to you from the Bible. And that's what the Lord wants us to do, is he says he called us to preach the gospel, not the Roman Catholic cult or the world government, or to side in it. These preachers like Hagee, what's his first name?
John
Hagee, says that, why are you attacking President Bush, you Christians, when he is the very one that is... But he doesn't say this, that he's blowing up innocent people. He's not, he's just the one that's putting up shrines to the Antichrist in Washington, D.C. And he's telling us that if we're against what the insiders in this country are doing, then we're with the terrorists. I'm not with the terrorists. I'm preaching against terrorism. Okay? But when the terrorists happen to be people right here in the United States and even in the White House, why isn't he against the terrorists? Why is not the people in the United States, if you're a United States citizen and you haven't joined the Antichrist, why are you not against the terrorists? There's no way that terrorists that are living in caves over in these foreign countries could have pulled 9/11 off. People state that they have seen FBI people and all kinds of demolition people going into the World Trade Center, and there were bombs set, dynamite set in ever so often different floors there so that the building would pancake down. There's no way that that building, those two buildings, would have pancaked down. There was another one on top of it, unless they were set up by FBI. Then another thing, I mean, I could go into this for hours, but I want to get into the gospel more. But I'm judging, ruling on the things from the Word of God so that the people that did these things will repent and become saved, because time is of the essence. There's a lot of people in the world that want to blow this country up because of what the people in this country have done. And the Vatican told them to do that, and that's what the Vatican wants. They want millions of people to be destroyed, because the Vatican is, according to the Bible, and the Bible is the only truthful thing that we have to go by. The only true word is powered by the spirit of Satan. And all you people that are listening to the Roman canon law, or the Roman Empire, and it's a government that believes in homosexuality and taking the Bible out of school on such stupid, weak premises that it offends people. The Bible says that we would be offensive to people, that the Word of God is offensive to people. And we had a pretty good-sized room full of people here before, and half of them are gone now, because the first message I brought yesterday offended them so much that they took off out of the room. They don't want to hear it. And yet I'm supposed to be patient and do it until they either flee or I have to put them out because of their defiance. But the Antichrist offends me, okay? And the Antichrist should offend real Christians. If the Bible says we're not to love evil, but we're supposed to hate it, and if you do, you're going to be preaching, pulling down these strongholds of evil, places that are in sitting in places of wickedness, high places of wickedness. Okay, so we know who the enemy is and where it's coming from. And if you people are so afraid of it, and are afraid to join the onward Christian soldiers, and use only the Word of God, we're harmless, we're not going to hurt anybody, we're just trying to lead you into the kingdom of heaven. But you have a job, you have a badge, you have a whistle, you have a flashlight in a club, you know, you marshals. And that means too much to you to give up that whistle, the badge, the flashlight, the gun, and the billy club, to ever give that up. And though you go to churches, but yet you're you hate the ones that the God of heaven and earth has sent into this world to tell you the truth. You hate the truth. People sitting in churches hate the truth. They wouldn't lift a finger to help people of the Lord, and they wouldn't send money to the people that are really preaching the gospel, really spending the money in the right places. But you send it to guys that say they got $2,000, $3,000, $4,000, $5,000 suits, they got houses, huge mansions with big walls around them like the Vatican, and drive around in many cars and are just telling you all the wrong things. So as a Christian, this chapter is telling us that I'm supposed to judge. Amen?
Amen.
And that if you're a Christian, you are too, but with the Word of God. Okay, then go ahead.
Why do ye not rather suffer yourselves to be defrauded?
Yeah, I'd rather be defrauded than take somebody to court. They took me to court. I didn't take them to court. Okay. They pulled me in on false charges and brought in false witnesses. That's why the Bible says it's, you know, how do any of you, how can you dare, if you're a Christian, go into the, quote, law, unquote, with the unjust? Solomon said he saw wickedness in the courtrooms. Lying. False witnesses. Prosecuting attorneys using false witnesses and paying them. Government agencies offering criminals big money to come in and lie against the righteous people of this world that are in the world but not of it. Then go ahead.
Nay, ye do wrong and defraud, and that your brethren. Know ye not that the unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of God? Be not deceived. Neither fornicators, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor effeminate, nor abusers of themselves with mankind.
Yeah, the abusers of themselves, those that masturbate and do things that are unlawful. They're like worse than dogs. I don't know of animals that masturbate. Okay? And do the filthy things that people do in this world. Go ahead. Just, you know the things that people are doing. Yeah. I've never seen homosexual dogs. Have you?
No.
Or lesbian dogs. Or monkeys. You're worse than animals, you people, according to God's word. Okay, then what?
Nor thieves, nor covetous, nor drunkards, nor revilers, nor extortioners shall inherit the kingdom of God. And such were some of you, but ye are washed, but ye are...
So, see, some of you are out there are like that. You could be washed in the blood of Jesus and forgiven for all those former sins, so long as you go and sin no more. To deny yourself daily, take up the cross daily, and follow the Lord Jesus Christ. He never did oral sex or anal sex. He never did those things. Dogs don't do that. Pigs don't. All right? Did you ever see a pig do that? Okay, then what?
But ye are sanctified, but ye are justified in the name of the Lord Jesus and by the Spirit.
Especially, I never saw an animal do it in the Oval Office. Then what?
And by the Spirit of our God. All things are lawful unto me, but all things are not expedient. All things are lawful for me, but I will not be brought under the power of any. Meats for the belly, and the belly for meats, but God shall destroy both it and them. Now the body is not for fornication, but for the Lord, and the Lord for the body. And God hath both raised up the Lord, and will also raise up us by his own power. Know ye not that your bodies are the members of Christ? Shall I then take the members of Christ and make them the members of an harlot? God forbid. What?
No. In other words, does he that? Should I go to a whorehouse and have sex with a whore? God forbid. I'm a member of the body of Christ. Christ doesn't want to have me go into a whorehouse. Okay, then what?
Know ye not that he which is joined to an harlot is one body? For two, saith he, shall be one flesh. But he that is joined unto the Lord is one spirit.
You're one spirit with the Lord. So you have to walk in the Spirit of the Lord. Amen?
Amen.
Okay, then what?
Flee fornication. Every sin that a man doeth is without the body. But he that committeth fornication sinneth against his own body. What, know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit which is in you, which ye have of God, and ye are not your own? For ye are bought with a price. Therefore glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's.
Okay, now, Jeannie, come here and let's finish up these piece of literature that I wrote 10 years ago entitled Framed.
Our new converts were distributing gospel literature throughout Los Angeles, primarily in Hollywood and West Hollywood Sunset Strip, where there was an infestation of Satan's corruption manifested in nude bars, porno bookstores, drug dealers, and heads of revolutionary movements, Black Panthers, hired killers, pillheads, potheads, heroin, cocaine addicts, prostitutes, and you name it. We were in the midst of them, ministering to all of them.
This is Susie talking. Then what?
Later, the members of our congregation who were saved out of all the satanic movements of that hour were there with us, handing out our gospel literature with a message from the Lord to their former friends who were still involved with the satanic movements, an appeal for them all to repent of their sins. The message from the Lord began cutting deeply into the sales of alcohol, drugs, pornography, and every other vice. Many top drug dealers, as well as the others, were saved and are still in our congregation.
Right, the Bible says that the Roman Empire, the Roman Catholic, quote, church, unquote, is the mother of every sinful thing, every abomination on earth. So these skin flicks and these porn parlors and all those places are brought into being by the Vatican and its government. You know that the government is not against those sort of things or lesbianism or homosexuality, but they're against Christianity. We're the ones that they're persecuting. We're the ones they're persecuting. And the Jews are the ones they're persecuting. They're not against all these things. These have been made quite legal by the Roman homosexual church, the Roman child molesting church, the Roman Antichrist church, the Roman anti-God church, the Roman anti-Christian church. They're anti-Christian. They're the ones that burn the Christians to the stake. The Roman lying church, the murdering church that's murdering all the people throughout the world, she's the mother of every abomination. Now, abomination means vile sins in this whole world. Okay, go ahead.
Business was suffering in the nudie bars as well as in all the other satanic dens of vice. Poor, lost sinners don't enjoy their bondage of sin so much when a strong Christian soldier is standing at the door of their weaknesses with the message of God's strength to deliver. He will claim victory over all evil, saying, "Know ye not that the unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of God? Be not deceived. Neither fornicators, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor effeminate, nor abusers of themselves with mankind."
See, effeminate means what?
Homosexuals.
Yes. And lesbianism is the same as homosexuals. Okay. It's the same thing. And what?
Nor thieves, nor covetous, nor drunkards, nor revilers, nor extortioners shall inherit the kingdom of God. But all drunkards, adulterers, fornicators, liars, and thieves.
So you can be just as drunk on narcotics, drugs, uppers, downers, inners, outers, sniffing glue, chewing morning glory seeds, smoking tobaccos, whatever, smoking gas or sniffing gas, snorting cocaine. All these things make you drunk, and no drunkard shall enter the kingdom of heaven. So people that are loaded out of their heads and they go out into eternity, they take an overdose, they're in hell. Oh, you're going to get angry. My son was there. You should have taken power and dominion over your son when he's little and taught him the Bible. That way he wouldn't have done things like that. But instead, you let him go out on dates. Wicked women today encourage them to take narcotics with them, and your daughters. Wicked men will teach them to take narcotics and drugs and have sex. After all, the whole world is doing it. Why can't you? This is what the, you know, it's just a common thing said, okay? And women with women, after all, everybody's doing it. Lesbianism, okay? Or we can be a lesbian and also have relationships with men. we're bisexual. Why don't we, like Cole Porter said, you know, like he says, I just love everybody. I can love a man and I can love a woman. God gave him a good talent, and then he just abused what the Word of God. He didn't pay any attention to the Word of God. Okay, then what?
But all drunkards, adulterers, fornicators, liars, and thieves shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone.
And liars, you know, and people pay no attention to lying anymore because the court, the high Supreme Court of the land said it's all right to lie. That's when Larry Flint stated that Falwell's had sex with his grandmother in an outhouse, even though it was... And even Larry Flint did a whole one-page article on me in the Hustler magazine because the people in the prison told me, and somehow they got a copy of it and showed it to me, making me the rear end of the month. And a lot of the people in the prison were jealous of me being able to be awarded with such a title because in there they said I was a child abuser and all the other false stuff that he picked up from the media. But he did that knowing that it was all right because the Supreme Court already told him that it was all right to lie. And they tell you that. So the Supreme Court actually is the Sanhedrin of the Roman cult. Supreme Court, I wouldn't believe anything they said if they stood on a million Bibles. And if they were standing before the Lord, they'll even try to con God into believing that they're right. What a disappointment for them when they're slung into the hell and the lake of fire. Then what?
It is appointed unto men once to die, but after this the judgment. So, poor, sorry sinner, repent of your sins, or you shall surely perish, burn in hell, and be tormented there eternally. Jesus Christ is coming back to earth again very soon. Some of us may go out to meet him today. We have no guarantee that we are going to live another moment, but we are all guaranteed to die sooner or later and stand face to face with the Almighty God for judgment or mercy. Because of God's merciful message of repentance, all the dens of iniquity rose up against our church. They complained to the police and the West Hollywood Sheriff's Department. The police and sheriffs raided our church where Christians were sleeping. They raided at all hours of the night. Their yelling, shouting, beatings, and bright flashlights would disturb the neighbors, creating all sorts of noise and confusion. They would then solicit our neighbors to sign petitions against us for the noise that they had caused, saying that we were a public nuisance. Can you imagine it? A church that was rescuing literally thousands and thousands of our nation's youth off narcotics, drugs, alcohol, and every variety of vice, restoring them into the life of Christ and making life much safer not only for themselves but for all the citizens in the city of Los Angeles and everywhere in the world, was deemed by the judges in the West Hollywood and Beverly Hills district to be a public nuisance. The judges ruled our church to be a public nuisance when just a half block away, homosexuals were driving up and down the streets soliciting young runaways, while prostitutes everywhere along Sunset Strip sold their wares to support drug habits that had grown too expensive for them.
This is fine with the Vatican. I mean, they don't. That's the Roman Empire. You know, Caesar and all those people back then were fags, and they still are today. Yeah? Right?
Yes.
Caligula, remember him, a Roman Catholic? Does God make mistakes, he said. He said he was God, just like the Pope does. Yeah, you kind of gods do make lots of mistakes, and you're big sinners. And you teach everybody else to sin. Okay, keep going.
The government protected them and is still doing its best to condemn the many messages of God brought to the world through us.
Right, because it's the same regime, the government. The cult in Rome, the Bible says, the government is the beast, and the mouth of Satan, the media. It just stands to reason. It's the unholy trio. Then what?
It is causing the deterioration of everything in the world. With all these and other evils running rampant just around the corner, our church, of all places, was singled out as being the public nuisance.
Yeah.
My God, how the devil runs his world. We have gone through a lot of persecution, but the Lord was always there. This made us consistently happier than we've ever been in our lives. and we can honestly say that we have never experienced a root of bitterness at all, because we are so sure of the great reward we shall receive for our obedience to Him.
Yeah, we know the Lord's coming back, and we know that if we get killed for telling the truth to you folks, we're going to be in heaven right away. But what about you? Where are you going? That's what we're interested in, is trying to get you to see, hear the truth and receive it and do what the Lord says to do. Okay, then what?
I soon became worn out. Neither Tony nor I were eating half the time. There were many days where we would go all day and far into the night with only a hamburger we grabbed on the run. Adding to my fatigue and the strain was a lump I noticed in my breast. I went to the doctor, and she verified my fears, saying, "You have cancer. We'll have to get you to the hospital as fast as we can." I knew the doctor was right, but I just couldn't bring myself to tell Tony what the situation was. I knew I had to make some decision before God. One of these was that I could not go to the hospital. It was all we could do between the two of us to keep the church open. There was no money. Some of the fundamentalist churches in the area came to our rescue as best they could by raising a little money, but they were fearful that the sheriffs would think they were in collusion with us and give them the same treatment that they were giving us. However much they tried to raise money for us, there was never enough with all those mouths to feed, the heavy rent to pay, and all the money we paid in court costs. I made my decision before God, one I have never regretted, not even when I passed literally through the shadow of death in the winter of 1971 through 1972, a couple of years later. I would have made the same decision. There was no choice. I knew it was either one life or thousands. I just knew that if the churches ever could become firmly established, thousands of converts would follow. I worked harder and harder, knowing my days were numbered, knowing there was only a short time to accomplish a lot. When I stand in the pulpit now, 1980, and look out into those faces, I know many of them would be in jails, mental institutions, or dead and in hell if I had not made this decision.
And some of those people are the ones that are bringing false accusations against us today. Satan entered them, just like the second chapter of 2 Thessalonians says. The great falling away is when Satan enters the temple of God and says that he is God. So what Satan has done is gotten into, know ye not that we're the temple of God, that we're the body of God, the church of God, and he's entered into them and saying now that Satan is the God, that the Roman Empire is, because they're bringing accusations against us after we've done all these things for them. And I see my time is up, and so we're going to continue on with this tomorrow. So I hopefully you don't want to be in the same realm of the Antichrist or any of these entities like the Roman Empire, the cult, the church, the beast, the government that it rides on, and the government, the beast, is the enforcement agency of what the devil in the Roman Catholic cult tells them to do. The Great Red Dragon's seat is in Rome, Italy, and it is telling the world government what to do. And now the United States has become part of the world government, and we still expect to hang on to the American Constitution. No, you've made yourself part of the world government now. And now the UN is dictating to you what you're going to do. They're going to throw you in jail if you homeschool kids. So now you don't want to be part of that, or the media, and receive what they're saying. Turn that off. And a lot of these fake Christian programs that say Bush is the Messiah, like Rod Parsley tells us to support him, and all these different people, they're Antichrist. They become part of it, or else they're just ignorant, and God will forgive them if they're doing it in ignorance. And I don't want anybody to go to hell and the lake of fire any more than God does. But God doesn't even want them to go more than I do, and that's why I want you to be saved, and God wants you to be saved. So you can be if you'll say this prayer. Say this prayer before the Lord right now and mean it. And get out of it. The Lord says, come out from among them, my people. If you're the Lord's people, come out of there. Say to the Lord, My Lord and my God, have mercy upon my soul, a sinner. I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of the living God, and I believe that God raised Jesus from the dead by the power of the Holy Spirit. And I believe he'll raise me, that you'll raise me from the dead, Father, if I have Jesus in you and the Holy Spirit living in me. And I invite you into my heart, Lord Jesus, and Father and Holy Spirit. Wash all my filthy sins away in the precious blood that you shed for me. You will not turn me away, Lord Jesus. You're the fullness of the Godhead bodily. Because you said, everyone that calls upon you shall be saved. Now I'm calling upon you, and therefore I know you've heard me, and I know you have answered me, and I know I'm saved. And I just thank and praise you, Father, Jesus, and Holy Spirit, for saving my soul. Raise your hands and praise and thank the Lord, and share and tell them four different ways that they can receive a copy of this tape.
Go to alamoministries.com or write to Tony Alamo Christian Ministries, P.O. Box 6467, Texarkana, Texas 75505, or call area code 479-782-7370, or fax to area code 479-782-7406.
Tune in tomorrow for another great message. And until then, this is World Pastor Tony Alamo saying, Father God, stand by me, and let him stand by you, if you're saved.
When the storms of life are raging, stand by me,
stand by me.
When the storms of life are raging, stand by me,
stand by me.
When the world is tossing me like a ship out on the sea, now who blessed wind and water, stand by me,
stand by me.
When I'm growing old and feeble, stand by me,
stand by me.
When I'm growing old, stand by me,
stand by me.
When I do the best I can, and my friends misunderstand, how who'd ever lost a battle, stand by me,
stand by me.
Thou who never lost a battle, stand by me,
stand by me.